Blog Talk Radio.
Whoa, welcome to Psyche's Gone Wild. Steve Mohasey there playing The Boys. I always swear that song gets a little wilder every time we play it on the show, but I do love it. Steve, you're a very good musician, and we've got a very good show today. We've got a really good live, fun show with a very special guest star, and I know all of you who've been calling in, we've already got the phones pretty busy. Just go ahead and relax. If the 773-897-6461 does jam or you can't hear in, call back. Blog Talk is assuring me it looks like we're pretty full today. And I just welcome everyone to continue to enjoy yourself, because what we're having is a lot of surprise guest, and some of you knew with Richard Harvey as our guest. I know a lot of you have already wrote in. I've got a lot of you teasing me. You know, a very well-known author, very spiritual person. We're going to talk here for a few minutes for all of you to introduce who Richard Harvey is, because I had a couple of you writing to me. I know he's really cool, and they were writing to me, no, this is not Paul Harvey. I've got a lot of you who don't understand, so I'm going to tease you a little bit. Richard, just let me humor you for a minute. Richard is a very strong 35 years experience, founder and director of Therapy and Spirituality. He is a person who's worked with his personal spiritual growth and has worked a lot of years. You guys, we've got numerous behind him. This is someone who not only works within his inner path, but has worked in the outer with some very big names. And I had some of you already going, we know who he is. So those of you who are, I laugh with you, emailing me today, we love the fact, we, you know, this is set back, enjoy yourself. You're going to really enjoy the fact that we have a couple of questions that we've had from some of you, and we'll go ahead and go with those with it. Richard is very phenomenal in the area of working with the healing of your inner self and the spiritual journey. And those of you who, through the last couple months, I've had a lot of questions about how do I go about these things? Here we go. Well, today's your day to grab on to, with a psychotherapist, obviously you guys know that this is a very positive person. This is someone who's going to be able to answer those questions and have that spiritual inner knowledge to put it together. I feel very gracious. And Richard, welcome to Psyche's Gone Wild.
Jethro, thanks for having me.
Thank you very much, Richard. We have got a lot of people that are excited that know who you are and are going, why are they asking? But we always tease. We have a crazy group here on our Psyche's Gone Wild, people who email in and people who do the chat room. And one of the fun things we have, Richard, is a lot of times when they're asking questions, I have some of them asking about that. Are you... You're the author of The Flight of Consciousness, and that's what I was telling them, yes, that you were. Richard, we have a lot of questions there. Can we start out with just a few, maybe explain to them a little bit about The Flight of Consciousness?
A little bit about the book?
Yes.
Well, The Flight of Consciousness came about really from my practice. I was working at that time. I live in Spain now, and I was living in England then. I wrote the book about 10-12 years ago, and I had been living and working in the kinds of areas which in the States perhaps are more like Big Sur or Santa Barbara, and a lot of interest from people in spiritual psychological matters. And what was happening through the 80s and the early 90s was there was a lot of confusion, because I think we had an enormous barrage of spirituality through media, through publications, and people were able to access all kinds of mystical paths. And so when they would come to see me, a lot of people were very confused about terminology and about comparative paths, religions, spirituality, mysticism, and so on. And so really the book was born out of, at that time, 21 years of practice. And the initial motivation was to try and ground or make clear what a spiritual path could be if we included or even left out really some of the terminologies to avoid the confusion, just say what do all these things mean. So I had devised for the Flight of Consciousness what I'd seen around me and how I understood development of spirituality through 10 stages. And I used references to Buddhism, of course, mystical spirituality, Hinduism, Course in Miracles, you know, all kinds of different approaches to bring them together and say, in effect, you know, it's not as complex as all that. It's not as confusing when you ground spirituality and when you bring it into real experience and when you don't get confused by reading across the different paths. So that's really where The Flight of Consciousness came from.
Very excellent, Richard. And I know, I think that, you know, we can say there's different conventional means, but you put it all together. I mean, you know, some of your experience here, you know, Richard's a very modest person, as you guys can tell. He's just really politely letting you know. Richard has some experience and has worked with, like, a Miriam Drower, you know, from the bodywork and psychotherapy. He's worked with Tony Crisp in seed therapy and dream therapy. You know, we're looking at a lot of years of other work together, and then the Institute for the Development of Human Potential. So, you know, Richard, was this a path that you I mean, here I'm talking to you psychically and spiritually, but was this a path that you, did you choose this path as a young person? Did you say, I'm going to go out there and take this all on, or did it just kind of happen? Can you kind of enlighten us on that? I mean, I'm just so impressed. You can tell. I'm just like, Richard, you've done a lot.
You know, I was in my 20s. I was a musician. You know, I mean, I was everything that a 20-year-old is about, really. You know, I was, you know, I was bad at relationships. I was afraid of life. I was jealous and possessive, and I was angry, and I didn't know any of these things. You know, I didn't know any of it. I was, however, intensely spiritual, but didn't really have a context for it. There was nothing that I was drawn to that I believed in, if you will. You know, I just had a deep spirituality, and I expressed it in music. And by the way, I love the theme tune. You know, I'm going to have to get this. I'm going to have to listen to it. I loved it. So I was a musician, and I was... I stumbled into what we call now the Human Potential Movement, which at that time was a bunch of, what should we call, pioneer psychologists, psychotherapists, mystics, you know, these people who had leaked over into Europe sort of in a round trip, really, because come via the west coast of the States, where, you know, certain people like Fritz Perls and Reich and all these other people had come off the back of the Second World War, or from during the Second World War, and they, you know, Esalen had been founded there, and all these new therapies had arisen. And by the time you got into the mid 70s, and I'm getting up to my mid 20s, I stumbled into this whole milieu, this whole incredible, exciting, pioneering milieu, which was really saying, you know, you can have your feelings, it's okay. You can be free, you know, you can wake up, you can, you know, introduce us to meditation more formally. It was, you know, a meeting of the East and the West. And it was a wonderful time. It was a wonderful time in England. I'm sure it was in America, but I was never there. But it was just a wonderful time that, with incredible people like David Bedella and Tony Crisp, Richard and Miriam Dorr, and all these people. I mean, they were real, you know. And we were coming from, you know, it's Britain was very stiff. You know, we had had a sort of aftermath of hippie revolution or something, but we honestly didn't really understand it too much or get into it. You know, it wasn't as unconventional as all of that. Looking back at it, the 60s were really very conventional rather than rebellious is how I experienced them, really. And what was truly revolutionary, though, was these therapies and what they introduced you to, this idea that, you know, do therapy for self-development, do therapy not because you're neurotic, but because you want to grow, you know, you want to be, you want to fulfill your potential. And I was scared to death. I mean, I was utterly scared to death by the whole thing. And I think it's almost a prerequisite, really, if you're going to get something out of depth psychotherapy. I mean, you need to be scared because you intuit something is going to have to be lost. You're going to have to lose to gain a lot more. And for me, I was really just petrified, but I had some incredible friends, incredible support, incredible help, and they sort of coaxed me out of my arrogance and they coaxed me out of my terror. And for a little while there, I it was very sticky, but I moved into it, and it woke me up very, very quickly. I could see there was a whole other world which had I'd lost, really, in my teenage years, particularly. The veils had come down in the teenage years, and I was, in some ways, I was so closed, you know, I was in some ways dead, and I was normal, you might say. You know, I wasn't vibrant, I wasn't alive, I wasn't feeling, I wasn't honest. So when I moved into that, it was everything. I dropped everything to train with all these guys who were inspiring in body work and psychology and spirituality and mysticism, meditation. Traveled around a little bit and just tried to meet and work with everyone who was inspiring. And that was the path, because it woke up. I mean, I think the initial question was it a path? You know, it was more a path of return. It was more like, this is what my life is always about.
I think that too, Richard. And I've got to tell you very honestly, as a host and a friend, you are very much a very positive, open-hearted person. So your spirituality, you know, you were accepting and doing this. A lot of you guys are asking him, and it's like he said, it was returning home. So obviously, it was all intended. And with being an open and obviously open-minded person, when we get to talking about Zen and a few other things that Richard's been involved with, you guys are going to realize, like you said, you just became more strengthened of a human being every time one of these paths taken. And I do have something here, Richard. I was impressed that you were bringing them up, but you have, I wouldn't say, we can't put you conventional. We can never say spiritually that we're all conventional anyway. I mean, what's the spiritual box? We're all fitting into this. But you have a lot of really excellent techniques that you put together there, like you said, on your way of finding yourself. Could you explain a little bit of that on what is it? Is it your own spirituality? Are you pretty much Buddhist? Or are you? You know what I'm asking? I'm asking a real technical question. He's going to hang up. No, I'm kidding. You know, Richard,
no,
what do you feel?
No. Oh, I love the question. I mean, the first thing to say, I mean, which you point out, really, you point towards, is that, let me put it this way. I mean, you've implied it. As soon as spirituality is systematized, as soon as it's given a form, it's not spirituality anymore. It's something else. You know, it's societal, it's political, it's organizational, it's whatever. I distinguish between religion and spirituality. And I distinguish between religion and spirituality even more now than I used to. I'm convinced that spirituality, when it's organized into a set structure or form, loses the vibrancy, loses the life, loses the heart of what spirituality is about. And what's the corollary of that, which is inherent in what you're saying, is that the truly spiritual individual is an individual, you know, is quite different, is quite outside and original, necessarily. And if you're not, and if you've become a conformist, I think you probably need to look at your spiritual path and say, is this okay? I mean, even people who I've met within certain religions, although normally mystical religions, take Zen for example, you know, are consummate individuals. They're just remarkably themselves, shall we say. And so that's what it's about to me. That's spirituality as I not believe it, but that is spirituality that's authentic, that's true. Therefore, I'm not a Buddhist, I'm not a Hindu. I mean, I have flirtations with those. I've longed sometimes to be a something or other, because it's lovely then. You can just say, hi, I'm a, you know, something or other. And I would have loved that sometimes in my life, and I tried to fit in, you know. I really tried to fit in. But I learned later that not fitting in was really part of what being a spiritual being is about. So no, I plundered different religions and ways for a while and dallied with them. Now what I'm trying to do, because it's been a long time, you know, and I learned something in writing my latest book. And what I learned, an interesting thing happened. They said, look, you got all these quotes in, and we're going to have to, you know, ask for permissions for all these things. And I'm kind of lazy about certain things. And I said, well, how about I take it all out? And so we did. You know, we just lost the quotes. You know, something from Jesus, something from Ramana Maharshi. We just took it all out. And I thought, this is really how I want to write and express myself from now. And I don't want to keep referring to other people. I mean, Ramakrishna or Sufi saying or something, that they're wonderful and they crystallize things. And sometimes they're hard to avoid because it was said so well. But I decided I would just use my own voice from now on. Avoid the quotes entirely, expunge them from the book completely, and you know, you say what's original and authentic to yourself as a spiritual teacher to be worthy of the term, really, to be worthy of the title. So, yeah, have I answered?
You've answered it, and I love what there. Oh, those of you who are listening, we've got so many people just excited. Richard, please, thank you for doing that. As you know, a lot of questions and answers that we've had for spirituality is exactly what Richard does. Richard is very good at what he was just saying, very much into the life of it. And I think this helps all of you who are starting out your inner path. I can highly promote the book, like I told you guys, because this is a book. The Flight of Consciousness is an excellent one. There's a few other books of Richard's we're going to talk here too. That as he's talking here, those of you you get a chance, remember to go on the computer to therapyandspirituality.com, and you'll see Richard Harvey. You'll also get a chance to really look at all the things we're going through. I have a lot of fans here going, whoa, you know, you guys always know, you know, that with the books especially. Richard, tell them, the site there's got them, but where would you suggest to send people if they wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and to maybe take a seminar or a therapist, you know, where do you do only in Spain, or do you come out of there? Where would be the...
No, I come out when I'm invited sometimes, but what I'm doing a lot at the moment is online. You know, we're doing it over Skype conference like this, with small groups, seminars. I give a talk and then we, you know, toss the material around a little bit. And we have some exchange by email and stuff and some tuition time. So the online courses, which I've been doing for the last year, they're great. You know, it's wonderful because you can connect immediately with people from all around the world and they can speak with each other. I mean, it's a wonderful new development for me. But over and above that, there's workshops and courses here, and people come to the center here for personal retreats, which is a wonderful thing I've been able to offer since we bought the property, you know.
I think that's so excellent. You know, and I know a lot of different ones that we've had contact with that are going to be going to the classes I'm doing in Sedona. These are the things I really promote to you guys. You can go on psychicsgonewild.com, and now with Richard's permission, Ron, Richard's going to be one of our special featured guests. I mean, we've been really trying to get this. I know a lot of you guys were really hoping a couple weeks ago on Friday, and me and Richard were gallantly trying to get Skype to let us do what we need to do. And now that we've got this going, you guys, if it's okay with you, Richard, we'd like to put you on our site and then promote you guys to go to his site and say, hello, Richard, you know, go in if you get a chance. You know, this is what the spiritual path is about. I went to Maui, as all of you guys know, and everybody's like, why? Well, because of the vortex and energy. Well, here, Richard's talking there. You can get with him on Skype, or you can turn around and do both. So, you know, get with Richard, see what we've got. I did put down a little bit of your email. I hope that's okay, Richard. I'm trying to promote to any way they can contact you because there we got a little bit of a rowdy crowd. Our chat room's a little tad. We've got a lot of them on Psychic Chat who are just really impressed to have someone who's, I mean, you've mastered some areas here that a lot of us, you know, I would say us as psychics and all of us spiritualists have been working on and putting ourselves and our goals into. I just thank you, Richard. I'm just very excited. You know, Richard's put, like I said, over 30 years, and a lot of you who asked me before when we promoted you, Richard, we promoted that Friday night, and I love the first question I got with them is that they were going, okay, he talks about three steps of awakening. Is this the awakening where we can go into, what can we do with this awakening? You know, everybody's getting this new, it's a 2012. I've got an awakening and I can see auras. I've got an awakening and I can now talk to my pets. I've got an awakening. And it's like Richard's awakening. I'm going to let Richard, would you explain to them the three stages of your awakening?
Three stages of human awakening are, I mean, this is very much about therapy and spirituality, but this is very much about the human predicament in the 21st century, and also in the latter part of the 20th century. The predicament is, in my view, in summary, is that ego forces, ego processes are far more sophisticated and complex than they have ever been before. So if we look at traditional world religions, for example, I don't think that in essence they were addressing the kind of complexities of the ego that we face in the modern era. They're extraordinarily complex. I know this from working with people psychologically. I know this from my own psychology. I mean, to get through your own inner behavioral, emotional patterns is extraordinarily hard, but of course it's doable. To do it and then have any understanding about where that may lead when it seems to lead to a void, it seems to lead to sort of nothing at all, because the whole world these days through the media and the lack of wisdom doesn't really have anything to say about these rituals, puts you in a very difficult place. It would seem to be all about fear and desire. So the three stages of human awakening, essentially, the first stage is the work through the personality level. It's what has traditionally been called depth psychotherapy. I think probably my original contribution to it principally is the notion that it's finishable. You can get through it. And that's a very important idea, not shared by all psychotherapists by any means, of course, But my view, because I've witnessed it, is that you get through it. You can get through it if you're motivated and if you want to, and particularly if you're of a spiritual inclination. It leads to what I call the threshold of transformation. That threshold is the void, if you will, because from point of view of the ego, it's an end, not of the ego forces themselves, but of the conditioning, you know, of the past. Yeah?
Yes, I do. Yeah. I love that exactly, and I agree with what you're. You know, as we're going through these energies, these are the enlightenments and the extensions of what all of us are talking about with the energy. And this is where I love, like Richard. You know, he was very nice. He's like, well, you know, I also do this, and I was like, well, that's what we're all looking at. I remember 10 years ago when the movement, or 20 years ago when the movement, everybody was going. The movement, it happened in Sedona, and everyone was going through this great. People like Richard were going, yeah, well, that's supposed to be what happens, because when he's mentally worked with this, he's spiritually putting it together. They're the pioneers. They're the ones who, as he just explained to you, this is how this works. And I love that, Richard, because you know you do work. I've seen here with some other techniques. And if someone were to come, could you give them kind of an idea? What I mean, without giving your secrets away, but I want you to. Somebody's going to come there, and they're going to go through a session with Richard in Spain. Are they going to be out? Hours of meditation and Zen, or are they going to be? I mean, Tantra is intense. I mean, you have some experience of some excellent stuff, you know, I'm sorry, I didn't know the right word, the excellent abilities and spiritual knowledge that is in this world. I mean, you, how would you do this? Is each person individual, or do you have a program? Do you see what I'm saying?
No, I don't have a program. That would be tantamount to the organization of psychospirituality, which would lose the resonance, lose the vibration, lose the life of it. No, I don't. I mean, I less and less. Organize or predict. It's about spontaneity. You know, when I work with an individual, I mean, essentially, I talk and we see where it leads. So I allow them to talk and we see where it leads. And we may do breath work or body work or talking. The important thing is the holistic approach. Really, is that we're not merely intellectual. In fact, we're primarily not intellectual, because you know, in the modern time, there's too much intellect, there's far too much thinking. So what we're trying to do is get deeper than that, find the root of the conditioning, of the patterning, of the fear, of whatever the source is of that person, get closer and closer in. In the group work, though, there are certain things you can do which are just culturally and collectively effective. You know, there's things you can do with men, things you can do with women. There's certain dynamic exercises you can set up, which are bound to work, really. So there's that. In the more spiritual exercises I do, I'm not being partisan anymore. What I'm doing is, in other words, I'm not doing Zen or, you know, any particular kind of traditional practice. One of the things I've tried to do is to distill the essence of awareness, of meditation, into something I call the consciousness exercise, that if you practice it over and over for several days, in time you can use it in a succinct style. In other words, there's a long exercise and there's a short one. And in the long exercise, the consciousness exercise, you withdraw into the state of being that's at your center, that identifies you with consciousness, or what's traditionally called the ground of being, which is the place of peace, mm-hmm. of contentment, of just pure being. And I run people through that for 30, 40 minutes or even an hour in the long form. Mm-hmm. But if you practice it for a little while, then people have come back to me and they've realized they can go straight there. Without the preliminaries, particularly in those times or those places, those circumstances where they lose their center, you know, where they go off.
Okay, I apologize, Richard. We're having a little bit of echo. Give me just a second, and I will get this corrected. It always does this to us a little bit. We were done real well, and I think we just blew another fuse. So give me 1 second, and we'll be right back. As we were going through the other work. So just, okay. There we go. I think we've got it.
We okay?
Okay, yes, we got it, Richard. And as we were discussing here and going through the other work that we've had, we have we still got somebody else still talking to us. Okay. AOL has been one of my favorite friends, and I tease them, but Blog Talk, I don't know about you. I sometimes blog is just honorary, but in the energy and what we're doing here with Richard today, I'm still kidding. We're going to take just a minute, you guys. Hang on and see if I can't correct this, and I'll be right back. Give us a minute for a little bit of music from Steve Mahasey, and we'll see what we can do. There we go. I think we still got a little bit of a problem, but this is Psychic Jethro. We're going to look at it and work through this, because what we've got today, we've got Richard Harvey as our guest today, and I welcome. Look at a little bit of a thing here. Richard, can you hear us in Spain? Are you still with me?
Oh, yeah, I have you very clear.
Good. I thank you. And I laugh. We have these little times with our technical difficulties. We just kind of go with it, and it looks like it's going to break it out.
Okay.
So, those of you who are calling in, let's just go ahead and go with it. We're 224, you're on live on Psychics Gone Wild. How are you today?
Hi, I'm fine. This is Jill.
Yay, Jill. I'm glad you called in. It's been a couple of days.
Yeah, it's been a couple of weeks, I think.
Glad to hear from you, Jill.
Okay.
You enjoying the show with Richard?
Yeah. You know what I would like to ask him? What is his definition of narcissism? It seems to run in my family.
So am I on?
You're on. I'm sorry. It is, Richard. It's like, what do you feel with narcissism?
No, I'm sort of procrastinating. Jill, hi.
Hi.
Hi. Well, this is a big one, Joe. I mean, this is a massive one. I mean, this is a huge one. It's books have been written on this, and they need to be written on this. So if I can bypass the narcissistic personality, which is a sort of pathological term, you know, and what I would like to say about narcissism is it is really the condition of modern humanity. You know, we are, because we are submerged in the ego processes of self-importance and self-interest primarily. And, you know, we want to rise, you know, we want to ascend into the heart energies. I mean, this is what I feel very strongly, is the narcissistic tendencies are so strong these days. Because... optimistically, it's going through its death throes. And that's because we want to rise. We know we need to care more. We know that collectively we need to awaken and care and see that we're all the same. We're all connected. And this is the really important thing. And in the meantime, narcissism, as a general definition, is the condition of being immersed in ego forces, whereby I have separated myself from everything that I consider is not myself and is not the truth. Truth is, you know, there isn't this separation. So it begins with self-identity. It kind of blossoms into the narcissus, you know, but it blossoms into that kind of a flower. And I think what we want to do is to blossom into a different flower. It's the one where we're all in the same field and we're not divided or separate anymore.
Is it passed down through the genes?
Well, I think it's certainly passed down through the conditioning. I'd prefer to look at it from point of view of conditioning. In other words, that the models in the family of narcissistic behavior can be, are communicated necessarily to the children because, you know, your model of how to be and your model of how to do are expressed in the behavior of the mother and father. So, yeah. And genes I don't rule out either. But it's not to say that you can't heal it, you see, because essentially it's not true. And anything that's not real, that's not true, is healable. You know, you can heal yourself of it.
How do you work with these types of people?
To draw attention to what's not real in their behavior and to take them as swiftly and deeply as possible to the heart, because everyone's got one. You know, however narcissistic the behavior, thing to do is to remember that behavior is not the person. And the you know, everybody has a heart, however selfish, however bad the behavior may be. So alert them to the heart, and then the love will displace the narcissism.
Okay.
I know that's a little bit pat, Jill, but I mean, it takes time, but it's doable,
right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, Jill. Have a blessed day. And we welcome everyone. And we had that little bit of technical craziness, but we got it back because we don't have it anymore. And I don't know what. I guess they were, you know, we all joke with Blog Talk, but it has those days. And those of you who are tuning in, this is Psychics Gone Wild with Psychic Jethro. And you're listening to Richard Harvey, a phenomenal spiritual teacher and coach, over 35 years of study in the the human potential movement, I guess. Am I saying that right? I feel that's the way that I would say with you. You are not only a established, you know, physical therapist, but you're also a psychotherapist, right? Am I correct in what I'm saying? Am I saying it right?
Yeah, that's right, Jethro. I mean, I think the human potential movement has become in a historical perspective, really, on what happened in the 70s and the 80s, you know. It's not a current movement per se, but here we are in the aftermath of it, and it certainly made a deep impact.
Very phenomenal guest, very excellent book. If you guys get a chance, especially as we were talking in the earlier part of the show, The Flight of Consciousness, you know, is it's a contemporary map for the spiritual journey. It's phenomenal. You're going to have to let us know. Richard has a new book coming out, and it's going to be, 2013 from Llewellyn. Would you let us know a little bit of the preview of what we can expect to get seen coming from Richard Harvey, Richard?
That's, the book is called Your Essential Self. And it's published by Llewellyn Worldwide, American publishers, and they've been wonderful. And I don't say that off pat. I mean, they've really been helpful in enabling me to present what's a very complex psycho-spiritual model in a way that I think is accessible. You know, I have a great editing advice to bring in, particularly to bring in more personal stories, which was difficult. So because I didn't really want to include personal stories, it was one of the things. Not because I just don't think that, but you know, my life's particularly that interesting in itself. I'd rather talk about the principles, but it seems that the stories help to illustrate and to bring in a lot of exercises, practical things that you can do to experience. What the book's about, and the book's about what we were talking about just now, which is the three stages of awakening. The first stage is the work through the personality, as I said before. The second stage is the flowering of the personality in authenticity, and really actually relates to Jewel's question, because it's the heart-centered life. It's the place beyond narcissism or self-interest, shall we say, where you, my definition of authenticity is that you're centered in the heart. And that middle stage leads you into the truly spiritual and transcendent and divine stages of spiritual practice. So these are all summarized and written in the book now called Your Essential Self.
Excellent, Richard. I feel very grateful. I know this was quite a bit. You guys understand that he is calling from Spain, and the time we've got here, Richard, you're very busy, very gifted author, and I've been telling everyone to go. You go to therapyandspirituality.com. That's www.therapyandspirituality.com. You'll find it in the chat room I've been putting out to get a hold of Richard. We've still got to come. You know, Richard was talking about musical earlier. We know those of you who have been patient on the readings, we've got that yet. This is Psyche's Gone Wild with Jethro, and we're looking for Pamela Cummings. Our Tuesday musical psychic will be on with Casey Kelly. So you guys hang on here. We've got a lot going. Richard, we want to thank you. Please let everybody know. It went too fast. You've got to come back. It was so much fun. You were a very positive, strong person. And I apologize to those of you on the phone today. I know that our phones went a little while before it started echoing us, and it's Blog Talk. I think when we get this strong of an individual, you're talking a very strong, positive individual, Richard, and then the energies, our phones just go nuts. But I have a lot of you guys emailing me. They're going, I want to see Richard. You will see Richard. If you guys look on the site, we're sending out, it's already hit Facebook and Twitter, and we're putting out all the marketing. You know, you can talk and you can ask questions. And Richard, I did put your email, because Richard does do this, you said, with Skype, so he can see you in the country. You can get with Richard and get a session.
Jethro, it's been wonderful to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you, and bless you, Richard. I'm sure we'll have you back again, and looking forward to many years of positive work and books. And Richard, you have a great day.
Take care.
Thank you. We're going here with the energy of all of you who are looking. This is Psychics Gone Wild, and this is Psychic Jethro. We have had a little bit. We've got a couple of you others on the phone. I know some of you guys who had wrote to me before. We are having the Christmas baskets. Get those in. Put into PsychicsGoneWild.com. Put in your information. We've got quite a few people, and the more the merrier, because we've just got in some new books, and I'm going to be announcing some of the prizes we have there. So those of you who are hanging on, make sure you check in. Kelly, can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, and we're actually going right along with everything. We've got, you know, hang on, you guys, because we've got a 45-minute show today with Kelly and our wonderful Pamela Cummings. Those of you who've been getting a chance, remember, we still have a couple days to put in. Please put in your vote for us and vote for your top 25 psychics and places. Psychics Gone Wild has been in the running for the number 2 spot all of the last 2 months. For 2 months, we've been doing it. We ask you to please send to at attention Peggy North at New York Gate at AOL.com and put in your vote for us. Pamela Cummings is one of our most phenomenal ones. We've seen this, and I know last month we were watching her and Aurora Rose and other ones come up. Last year I was in the top 50 in the world. I love you guys that have been putting in for me. I thank you. We enjoy giving you the readings. Casey Kelly, there's all of us that are here. It's a large selection. Please put in for us so it helps us keep this going free, because it also gives us a directory that we can be out there and promoted without costing to do this. And what we've been having a lot of friends ask me, what are you guys doing? What we're doing is we're having fun. You guys heard today Richard Harvey. What a phenomenal person. If anybody gets a chance, please look at that email I put in the chat room right and say thank you. Tell him you heard of him from Psyche's Gone Wild. He's just very gracious man, very positive, spiritual man. And I just feel very graced that we got to have him. Kelly, what did you think of our Richard Harvey? You got to hear the author right here today.
Yeah, awesome. I was thinking Spain. It's like I was not expecting a that kind of London accent. I was like, wow, that was really kind of cool.
He was talking about Europe and talking about his life and the living there and how it was going on. And at the time with the masters, a man who worked with some phenomenal masters and some other people and the gift of not only Zen, but meditation and spirituality. And he was, you know, saying that at the time in Europe, it was not uncommon for everyone to kind of be working with this together. And, you know, it just, there's, he has a normal list of like Moria seals. He worked at, lived in India and studied under Ranish Ashram, Pune. And basically, you know, phenomenal teachers. And I just, you know, I was so gracious today. What a very positive person. And then the blog talk biter got us, and it went in there and it started doing all of our stuff. And I'm like, thank you.
We lost you in chat. you got kicked out of chat room. As our host, it's like I was sitting there going, well, Jethro disappeared.
I knew something had happened, and I just, you know, I caught on with the energy. I know all of you guys today, we are a little limited today. We're going to be going up to the 12:30 mark, and we've got still Pamela Cummings coming. I know there's quite a few on the phones. Hang on here, because we're going to be going right into that with Pamela and Kelly here. And what we're going to go ahead and do is I'm going to go ahead and we're going to do a little bit of a different thing here today. We have the guests from Spain and working together. We're having a little fun with this. We're all working together on it. So what we will encourage those of you who like the reading from Pamela to stay on the phones. Those of you who have other questions, hang in there. And let's have some fun with putting in psychesgonewild.com and get in on those books. I am right now reading Dancing with Dragons, and that is one of our guests, Sherry Richards. She will be on. She also has graciously given us books. Books that will be in our Christmas basket. And so all of the month of November, you're going to be getting a lot of knowledge from her and different authors who've graciously given us, helped in our Christmas basket to make it. So we're going to honor them and have you guys that are, you know, looking to make sure and check out their books. And one of them is Lynn Andrews. Every one of the Christmas baskets in November will be having the newest, latest book by Lynn Andrews, The Female Shaman. Those of you who know, who's been for years writing some phenomenal books and looking for her wedding basket and just a phenomenal Lynn Andrews. Any of you guys who know, I mean, anyone in metaphysical, and we were just so gracious that starting Friday, we also have Deborah Jacobs will be on. Me and Amy Kavanaugh and Deborah Jacobs. Deborah Jacobs will be out there doing what she does best, and that's talking with St. Michael and talking about dragons and the dragons she sees in the work. She is a very gifted psychic and was on with us later on this month and just was a hoot, and we got her to come back. And had a lot of you guys asking me in the chat room and the other areas, could you put her on with Amy? We want to see what her and Amy have to talk about. Both of them are very blunt, strong people. So you got it. Friday night, tune in at 8 p.m. and get ready to find out how the dragons and Amy Kavanaugh do together. So we're looking forward to it. We're having a lot of fun. And I do have a question, Kelly, when we were going through. Everyone asked me in the basket, and am I correct, if they call, you're going to be given a gift certificate, if they call your phone number, you will give them a free over-the-phone basically a destiny birth card reading. That will be one of the gift presents that they can put it in a gift stocking, and someone calls your phone number, you will give them, and you'll honor this.
Yes, and absolutely make sure when they call, it's like a lot of times it's like you have to leave a message. I apologize on that one. It's like you have to listen to the coffee message. But if they will leave their name and say, hi, I'm the winner of the basket, I won the reading, here's my name, here's my phone number, because my phone is kind of antique-y, and it doesn't always pick up people's phone numbers. So if you'll leave your name, leave your number, say I'm the winner, I will call you back, and we'll get that scheduled. I sure will.
Good. And we got the winner for October for the half-an-hour reading by Psychic Jethro. It was Jen Drake Baki won that reading for October. That's still going. We also are giving out another reading. Any of you who put in a receipt to me, Living in the Psychic Realm by Kay and Jethro E. Smith, we're running a contest for a full hour reading. Send those in. Just keep sending in. I mean, I had a friend tease me yesterday. They wrote me four times on an email, and they wrote to me about different events. All four of those counted. So now they have four chances at winning these books. We just got good news from Kareen Jacobs up in Pennsylvania. She is going to be giving us some healing bracelets. Those will go into these baskets, and you're also going to be getting some rods, some divining rods from Amy Kavanaugh. We had the joke, the gentleman in Texas wants a signed autograph of Amy, and we let him know that Amy would have to decide that. We'll ask her Friday night if Amy wants to give Mr. KD a signed autograph picture of her in a basket. He's always loved her and thinks he should have one. Okay, so you guys, what you're asking, we're going to be doing. Those of you who are also looking and going through this, please always, you know, remember that I do read Skype, and right now I'm not in the chat room, so I can read your Skype, and I love all of you guys. You are my fans, my followers, and my people. Know that we also do Psychic Chat at JethroSmith.net. You can also get into Facebook with Psychic Jethro, and I will get into our Psychic Chat. Remember, we always encourage to do this. We have had the most numbers we've had in 3 years. Will, I've taken the time here. We got 40 minutes left, and I need to find our Pam. Now, let's see how Psychic Jethro is. I think this is Pam. Pamela Cummings, is this you? Hello? Okay. We are having Jethro find the psychic. And Pamela, is this you?
It's in 4977, I think.
Okay. We've got, I've got a 714. You're on live. I don't have a 4917.
Let's see, her starting three numbers should be 252, and the last four should be 4977.
Yay, I found her, and now we got her. Pamela, how are you this morning? I'm never up at this time of day.
No, I'm doing okay. Are we live on air now?
We're live on air. We're
okay.
Welcome to our family, the Psychics Gone Wild. Pamela, I just was so impressed. I want to thank you for, Pamela's been with us a couple months. She's the best American psychics. I know that, you know, Kelly always introduced her, but you guys, we just love her. She is our morning person who rolls everybody into us. We get so much publicity at night when you guys call us. You're like, Pamela told me, she's our musical psychic. Richard Harvey today from Spain was talking about musical, and I thought, how adequate. Him and Pamela and Kelly, the musical fun people all together.
And, hey, we got Birdie Bird in the background, too, so, you know.
Yes, that's music. He's cool.
Yes.
We love it, and you guys all welcoming you. Remember that. You have the fun. And what we've got, too, is that we just got the official word in that's being on the way is there will be CDs in the five baskets from Linda Irwin. Linda Irwin's music is going to be back. We'll be playing Sunset Lagoon tomorrow. I went to do it today, and as you guys heard, Blog Talk had a crazy moment. Me and Richard sounded like we were singing out of a coffee can. I don't know if it was a faint coffee or a Tampa one, but that's what we did. We're going to start out with Mary Lou. Mary Lou, you're on live with Casey Kelly and her birth cards and Pamela. How are you, Mary Lou? Mary Lou, don't be shy. We love you. I know you're out there. Okay,
well,
I guess.
I'll try typing her in chat here and see if she's there. She might just be listening today.
Okay. We got that. And I know that it's been giving us a lot of hassle today. Just bear with us. We love Blog Talk, but Blog Talk needs to be grounded. 714, you're on live. How are you, 714?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. You should be on the radio. You have the voice for it. You sound like the voice of God. Hello.
Hi. Good morning. Yeah, I would love it if you guys could tap in and see if there's any messages for me.
Okay, who should go?
You play. It's your time. You should go, and then Kelly will follow up with a birth card just to give her his date of birth.
Okay, great. Well,
12/28/1985.
Okay. Okay, what I've got is 12/28/85. Wow, Jethro, that's a really bad echo. I can hear myself. That's really scary. 12/28 is a three of hearts and also a three diamonds and a three rulers. So you got two people, you got a lot of creativity going on in your life. It can also bring you a lot of indecision with things. Sometimes you just don't know which side of the fence you're straddling. The Three of Hearts is called the Variety in Love card. It's a first cousin life spread. Represents a man and woman from the Garden of Eden. Contemplation with the nature that are partnered. Three of Hearts can indicate this temptation on any level. Since it is the first card in the life spread, my business card is kind of a touching out place in the world of duality and confusion. Three of Hearts experience may be like arriving on some alien planet for the first time and having to figure out everything for yourself. In this regard, Three of Hearts people are eternally inquisitive, mentally well equipped to evaluate and analyze the things they observe. Both genders have a particular success working with them And actually, the women fare better than most women working in male role companies. But you're progressive in your work. You usually improve your life or finances through travel or making changes. You're a hard worker. You have success when you apply yourself. You need a certain amount of change or travel in your job to be happy. Two Hearts have tremendous artistic and creative potential. Expression is one of their strongest soul qualities. Two of the most important life lessons is overcoming your fear of poverty and learning to translate value-based indecision into creativity in your work or business so you don't end up being like that hamster that runs on the wheel all night. You're learning to develop faith that the necessary resources are always going to be there for you when you need them. Much of your own financial lack, if you have that, whether real or imagined, stems from unclarity about the most what's most important to you in life. In that case, your own natural creativity becomes a burden of indecision. So you can come up with so many ideas of what to do and what you might want to do that you never quite finish what you start, or you accumulate enough to feel financially secure. The same indecision can be at the root of some really challenging and karmic relationships where you meet someone who shares the same qualities, leaves you in doubt about whether or not you're loved. But once you've really learned the value foundation and stability, that creativity becomes the greatest talent that leads you towards your goal. Once you learn that it's as good to give as to receive, you find a great fulfillment in giving love and truth to others in life. And spend their later years pursuing metaphysical or religious, spiritual subjects to have a lot more satisfaction and peace. So that's the quick and easy one for this morning, and I'll turn you over to Pamela.
Actually, what I heard was have fun. That's what I heard. You need to go out and have some fun, okay? There's times you can be serious too much. The other thing I'm hearing is the song Just Breathe. I'm sorry, I hear background, so it's a little strange for me.
I apologize. I don't know what's doing that. It's his phone. Sorry, sir. We're going to mute you, 714, but you can still hear us.
Okay. Thank you. It was driving me crazy. So, again, Just Breathe. You seem to worry too much. I'm hearing, the gift of worry that keeps on giving. Okay, so stop it with the worry, okay? Breathe. And the other thing, it sounds really weird, but I'm hearing exercise. The other thing I'm getting, this is good, more money on the way, okay? And with that, I heard the song, it's going to be a bright, bright, sunshiny day, okay? But again, my guides are ending with have fun. Go out and have some fun today. And I'll leave them with that.
Thank you very much. And we can you hear 714? Your phone seems to be there. I teased you about being a radio guy, and Blog Talk went after your phone.
Too funny. Thank you so much for your insight. That was very valuable. Thank you.
Thank you and bless you. And glad you called in. Psychics Gone Wild. Those of you who are calling in, remember to hit that right-hand button to follow. And don't forget to put in psychicsgonewild.com to win the Christmas baskets. And so we can also write back and forth and say, hey, guess what we're doing this week with you? We do 224, and you're on live on Psychics Gone Wild. Hello, 224.
Hi, this is Jill again.
Jill, you little scaring woman, you're the one that can get in. What are you doing to these phones? I'm telling.
Because, you know, I put down my one.
You have got
If I can still ask a question, is that all right?
It's all right, and we're letting through. We have a lot of calls, and we apologize with this.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. If you have a lot of calls, go ahead.
Okay, Jill.
I'll just stand back and listen.
I don't know what you do, but she gets on my Living in the Psychic Realm. She gets on the shows, and Jill, you're going to tell me the secret someday. And I thank you and welcome you for calling in. We're going to go right back into 484. We're trying to get, we got Mary Lou spinning, and we got 484. You're on live, 484.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling in. This is Pamela Cummings Day on Psychics Gone Wild. Would you like to talk to our Pamela?
Yeah, because I have a relationship question that I would like to ask.
Okay, sure.
Okay, do you need my name, date of birth, his name, date of birth, or?
Just your name and his name would be great.
Okay, his name is Danny.
Okay.
My name is Antoinetta.
Okay.
Basically, I want to know, what do you see coming up in the next couple of weeks to the next month or two with me and Danny of any kind of movement?
Okay, you know, it's funny because I have no idea why I'm hearing this song, by George Harrison, My Sweet Lord. You know, I really want to see you. All right.
Okay.
And when I heard that, what that means to me is give it to God. Okay. There are times I'm seeing a magnifying glass where you focus on too much, you know,
okay,
like where we're heading. And I'm seeing an ocean wave, and then I heard like an ocean wave. And the guy who taught me hypnosis many years ago, that was what he said. He used to bring us down, and he'd be like, and you see an ocean wave, calm like an ocean wave,
mm-hmm,
okay? And when I think of an ocean wave, it just kind of flows, and when you stand in the ocean, you're just kind of in the moment, and you're moving forward. If you do that, okay, I'm sorry, what was his name? Did you say Danny?
Yes.
Okay. When you do that, Danny is going to naturally flow with you. Okay?
Okay.
I get that he gets scared sometimes.
Yes.
And I'm also getting, it's funny because I'm seeing my boyfriend, okay? And sometimes he just doesn't know what to do when it comes to, like, women. We're so different, you know?
Okay.
And that's what I'm getting. He doesn't know what to do.
Okay.
So if you try and push him too fast, he's just going to stay still. If you just go with the flow and enjoy it, I see movement forward. I am getting that he does really love you. He might not always say it, but he shows it. All right? So, again, just move and go with the flow is what I'm hearing. And don't do nothing. And it will. It will slowly but surely move. And I'm seeing a red carpet unfold. Okay?
Okay.
And that's a good thing. And it's funny. I'm seeing like a red carpet unfold. And this is a very weird vision, but I'm seeing a little white dog, you know, dressed with a crown and stuff, kind of like strutting around. And to me, you know, puppies are joy. They're unconditional love. They're fun. And that's, I feel like that's a symbolism for where your relationship is headed to, as long as you don't use that magnifying glass. Okay?
Okay.
So I hope that helps.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, and we welcome you on This Is Psyche's Gone Wild. We're having obviously a little bit more of our usual things on the today with the site. We're going to turn around and grab you, Mary Lou. Are you ready to talk now? Teasing you, Mary Lou. Are you there? Okay. We've got quite a few callers, I think, that might just want to listen in, and that's fine. We do welcome all of you. You know, before I forget with everybody that's been calling in, that 773-897-6461 has been experiencing, which, you know, it's a Chicago number, and we tease it. I say it's the Windy phone number because it does go and give us these kooky things. So if you do, you know, call us back. We're always here. We really welcome, and we're looking at this that, you know, for the rest of what we've got here on the show, I'm welcoming all of you guys that are calling in. We had a lot of phones drop earlier, and I apologize. I don't know what was going on. Richard had said that, you know, when we first started to call, me and him were on Skype, obviously, and they've been having a lot of problems in Spain with this. So what's happening is, you guys are listening, you'll hear we got a lot of echo, and I think what's gone on right now is I've had a lot of them, people writing me on Skype saying that they're getting blocked, that they're trying to get in. I apologize this morning. This is all Jethro's fault. I had to do this at this time to get Richard on Spain. So, you know, just bear with us and don't get too mad or write me too much bad fan mail, because what we're doing is we're trying to get on there. Pamela, tell them some ways that they can get a hold of you and get some great readings from you.
Oh, sure. You can go to my website. It's www.pamelacummins.com. That's spelled PamelaCummins.com. Or you can even just go on Twitter. It's at Rev Pamela, and that's all together. So at Rev Pamela. And my phone number is 973-229-9704. So those are some ways.
We welcome you guys. We welcome you to do that. And, you know, one of the things that we were having a friend ask, and Pamela, this is a good psyche question. I'm going to tease you. I have all the questions we have at night, but we've had a lot of them. When is the best time to get a reading with Pamela?
Oh, boy. You know, I don't know. Every day is different. You know, I'm sure, Jethro, you understand my schedule is,
yeah,
you know, up and down. Usually, honestly, the beginning of the week is a little slower, you know, but Monday through Friday, I would just say call, make an appointment. I, you know, if I can fit you in that day, I'm going to. Every week is different.
And that's what we love about you, Pamela. That's one of the really good compliments we heard. And those of you who know that, those of us on Psyche Scunwald, all of us do is we do fit you in, we work with you. And it just, I love what she said there. You know, the first of the week, she works with you with what she's got and she'll get you in. That's the key. We had another psychic that for 2 months had a waiting list, and that's nice. I mean, all of us have, I have some of a waiting list, but I always just like, Pamela said, Pamela still gets you in because what you do is you get them. And I love with her because, Pamela, we've had some of the best compliments about you. And I didn't mean, I don't want to roast you today, but I just wanted to tell you some of the good things that I hear at night. One of the really good things is me and Amy's show, we had a lady that was in the chat room, and they were like, everything you did, not only did you have everything come true, but she also was not a psychic believer until you. Now she listens to our show, family, and we've got a girl, it's Gina, and we want to thank you. She said, I could say it over the air, but she's writing me on Skype, and she's like, you can tell her that she was really good, that I gave her a different alias name, and she still gave me a good reading. And she's like, so happy about it. She goes, I can tell my real name now proudly. So we just want to thank you. And it's just, that's the fun of what we, you know, with Psychics Gone Wild. Those of you who go into our site, the www.psychicsgonewild.com, each and every one of us is on the pages there. We always welcome you guys to give your things. If anything sent there for a psychic, we'll send it on. It's me and my girlfriend do the site. We just started, so we're welcoming it. We've had an average of about 150 to 200 people not only looking at the site, but we also have about an average of 10 to 12 emails. So if we do get it, it takes a day or two, we send. I have a lot of emails, but I welcome those because those emails are all the emails that we're going to put in for those Christmas baskets. And this in the month of November, every Friday and then Saturday, we're going to announce a person on Friday, and then we'll announce that same person Saturday. So you guys will have two chances to find out who won the Christmas bask for Psychics Gone Wild. And Pamela, they have a couple of ones here. I have an email here that was sent to me from Tennessee, and they're asking, you were always gifted with this. Do you see colored notes in people's auras like you are able to read? Well, that's a good question.
That is a good question. And I, you know, to answer, have I always been like this? Yes, but I did shut it off in childhood because it just wasn't safe. I don't really see auras, okay? I do get, my clairvoyance is more like a flash of pictures, okay? With the auras, I more feel them. And I actually hear. I know that sounds weird, but if I'm, like, doing energy work, I will hear things. But, no, I wish I did see auras. And, no, I wish I did see musical notes. That would be pretty neat.
Good. Now, that's good. And those of you who are paying attention today, we know we've had a problem. We're going to go right over and flip over right after this into back to that psychic learning connection. Remember the good old days when we had that going every day? That's something we're looking at continuing to do later. You can get them at 714-333-3354. And that number's worked for years. It used to be the Living in the Psychic Realm number with me. That's 714-333-3354. And go ahead because Pamela will be over there and Kelly will be over there. And we'll be, you know, you guys will still get your time together with this. And this is normally, like I said, I know a lot of you callers, we know, look forward for your Tuesday. I didn't want to break up the party. I just kind of come in, and I'm glad with Richard we had a lot of outside people today from different countries. And I think that Blog Talk just kind of a little bit wasn't used to that kind of volume in the morning or something because we're still getting a weird echo. And I even had a laugh a while ago because I had a person call me, a friend of mine who's listened to the show for quite a while with me and Kelly. They started with us originally, and they said that they, when they went on this morning, it told them that we were on 24 hours and we were never going off. It was a continual show. So I don't know if that was a good thing they were saying or what, but me and Richard were both nervous. And those of you who looked this morning, it was a lot of fun. We're going to have Richard back. Pamela, we've also got some people. We'd like to see some guests with you. We've had a lot of people asking about, would you be willing to interview some people and give us some names that we could put on the show for you on Tuesdays too?
Sure. I don't see why not. Okay. Let me think of put on my thinking cap.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the first person that comes to mind actually is Wendy Joy, who, you know, is an author and also a good friend of mine.
Very good person. Very, and you know that we were looking at having a jam-packed day with them. I think that'd be really good to do. Have both with the two of, you know, her and Wendy on a day, and you know that we'll have Kelly coordinate that. I have a lot of emails that they've got here, and I'm going to go ahead and we're having a little bit of technical with the phone, so I'm going to go ahead and end it a little bit early today. I apologize to all you guys. Go ahead and go into that 714-333-3354, and Kelly and Pamela will be over there. And thank you, Pamela, for being so understanding. I laughed. Richard wanted to tell you. He goes, you're such a nice person, because he was like, we had tried for 2 weeks to get him on nights and nothing would work. And then part of that, I wanted to laugh at the two gentlemen, is it was 2 a.m. in the morning for him. We didn't do our math. We're not left-sided brain people, because it's like, wait a minute, if we do this at, you know, he's got to get up at 2 a.m. in the morning. Well, you know, it's like, that's nice, but this worked out. And, you know, very much appreciated to let us bring in the person. I do know that we've got some other shows coming. Tomorrow night is Dina at 8 p.m. We've also got another guest on Halloween. Those of you who have been keeping track, we will have Glenn Cakley. He will be on hypnotherapist and very gifted practitioner who will be doing classes in Tampa with me and Amy Kavanaugh. We're setting it up for the weekend of Martin Luther King. That weekend we will be down here doing some spiritual classes. So those of you who are interested, please get a hold of us. We're putting it together, and just keep listening. You never know what else was going to grab us. So thank you, guys, and we'll let you – Amy and Pamela are going to go ahead and go on over there. We're going to turn around, and we've got another person that just got in. So we've got a another 252. Can you hear us?
Yes.
Hello, this is Psychic Jethro. We welcome you for calling in.
Thank you.
Yes, you've got Pamela Cummings today. Can you
– Hello.
Hi.
Hi, what is your name, please?
My name is Yvette.
Hi, Yvette, and how can I help you?
Well, we were just talking in chat, and they told me to call in. We were just talking about me being a nurse, but not wanting to be a nurse anymore, or not being able to be a nurse anymore.
Right, and I'm actually getting, I'm getting to stay in the health field, okay? And one of my symbolisms is when somebody twists off a bottle cap on a soda, and what that means is a new twist, okay? I do feel that you would be good at alternative healing, okay? And it feels, I want to say gentle alternative healing, whether that's Reiki or hypnosis or something like that, but I also get that you're good with books, you know, like with, I almost want to say bookkeeping, but it's not bookkeeping. I hope you understand that, okay? So I am getting to move forward with that, but stay in, like, you know, the helping profession. Hello?
Can you hear us? We are having a little bit of technical there. We're going to work with it. Yvette, you've got it in there that's doing a little bit. Yvette?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Okay. I don't know how that feels to you, but that's what I'm getting, you know. To move
it is exactly what the direction that I've been working on. It's just... I tend to think a little too much, I think, and act too little.
You know, and it's really weird. I'm seeing you walk a dog, okay? It's like a dark dog, and you're walking it, okay? And I know it's a weird visualization, but what that means to me is, you know, when you're walking a dog, you're kind of following, the dog's ahead of you, so you're kind of following the dog, okay? And I'm actually seeing you walking in the sand for whatever reason. That's how I'm seeing it, okay? And that
mm-hmm.
means to me, and the sand's a little hot, okay? But that means to me, just go slow and kind of like, oh, my guides are funny. They're saying, dog spelled backwards is God, okay? So allow God to move you along. And now it's funny because here you are, you're walking in the sand and you're leaving footsteps in the sand, you know?
Oh,
and
right.
Yeah, that prayer. So that's what it means to me, is just allow God to lead you along, okay?
Yeah.
You'll be okay. You'll be safe.
So I'm in that in the meantime spot, which is a very tough spot to be.
Yes. And
where you're not really doing anything. You're sort of waiting for things to happen. I'm not good at being patient, but I understand where I'm at.
Yeah, and it's funny because
in the meantime, it's like at middle area.
Yeah, and what I heard was take a bath, okay? So,
I've been thinking about that lately.
Yeah, oh, there you go. That's confirmation. So what that means to me is just stay in the moment, you know, and relax and enjoy your downtime.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. I just feel like I feel like I need to be doing something constantly, moving something forward, you know.
Yeah. Well, they're saying read, okay? And that feels
right.
Like fun reading, but I'm also getting, as far as reading, education. So educate yourself, That's all.
Gotcha.
Okay.
All right, thank you so much.
All right, thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling in, Yvette. And we did do, earlier today, we did do a wheel, and I forgot with our topic today, we always do a spin the wheel at night for Psychics Gone Wild, and I've got the one that came in was toning bowls, and I'm going to have to ask Pamela. I'm familiar with what they are. Pamela, is there any story that you could share with any of our listeners or followers, anything that your opinion on toning bowls, and are they good, bad, or what would you do?
Oh, they're wonderful. They're wonderful. There's a woman down here, and I'm sorry, I can picture her perfectly, but she actually loves toning bowls, and she has crystal ones and metal ones, and she has so many that she actually does, like, I want to say, like a song with them. She does different ones, and they're so meditative. I mean, they just really put you into a beautiful state. I want to say it's almost like, you know, angels healing you. They're wonderful.
Oh, excellent. See, there you guys go. And I love that. We always do a subject, and you know, those who have called in and you've been putting your subjects in, we thank you. Continue to do so. We had a big joke that we wanted to tease you guys. How come Friday keeps getting the scary stuff? Me and Amy are not that rough. You guys need to send us friendly stuff. Now, that was a nice one. They send us stuff. They send us, like, the Ouija board, the tarot of the scare-o, the let's go. I'm like, hey, you guys, you know, I'm Scorpio, but I still get scared. So we want to thank you, and that was a very good one. You guys got it now from Pamela Cummings, officially on Psychic. It's gone, wow, beautiful, something gifted to be utilized to help you. Mary Lou, they said you were with us, and I got a little email. Are you with us, Mary Lou?
I am. Hi.
Hi, it's welcome, and would you like to talk to Pamela Cummings?
I would love a message from Spirit. Just love it.
Okay, anything in particular, or just...
Well, I turned 50 yesterday, and that's interesting enough. I would just, anything you get, I'll listen.
Okay, and I just want to let you know that 50 is an excellent age because I turned 50 on October 3rd. So, good for you. You know, it's really weird. I heard Hangman and then Led Zeppelin, Hangman. And in the tarot, Hangman is sacrifice to move ahead, okay? And I'm getting that you've done a lot of that, okay? And now I'm getting another song, I've Had the Time of My Life. It's from this dance movie, okay? I can't think of the name, but it doesn't matter. And that's funny, now they're playing another dance song, Dance to the Music, okay? And what that means to me is, you know, really start enjoying your life. You know, they're saying, you know, it's a new decade, baby. That's what I'm getting, all right? And it feels like it's going to brighten up. All the things that you've desired, create it, and... I'm also seeing you taking your hand and, like, lifting people up, okay? I understand what they mean by that. You've helped people so much in your lifetime, okay, and you've allowed, by helping people, some of them to bring you down. So now you need to kind of lift them up on your level. And, I'm seeing you pulling people up to you, okay? And if they choose to walk with you, fine, and if not, leave them behind, okay? So what that means to me is there's going to be some people who you're going to need to let go of who no longer work for you, but I'm getting, it's a good thing because I'm seeing, like, people coming into your life. I don't know if you're single or not, but I'm seeing, like, a man approach you, okay? That's what I'm seeing. You are single? Good. Good, you know, because I was like, oh, boy, I hope she's not married. I'm seeing a man approach her. So,
Is it someone I know or someone new?
Okay, this is really funny because I know I started sniffing, okay, and my guides told me it was a new scent. So somebody new, okay, and he smells good. All right, yeah, so it feels like somebody new. And again, let go of the old, embrace the new, because it really is. Again, they're saying it's a new decade, baby, and it feels like it's going to be good, all right? I heard something that I listened to in a movie by Louise Hay, and she had just turned 80, and she said, I've decided this is going to be the best decade of my life, okay? And that's what my guides are saying. Decide this is going to be the best decade of your life. Because if you allow it to, it's going to be really good. And they're saying stop sacrificing, okay? That's what I'm getting. Stop sacrificing. And also I'm getting that don't care about what other people think of you. And I know that's not, as a woman, I know that's not easy to do, okay? But care what you think of yourself, but there's going always going to be somebody who says don't or whatever, you know? And again, I'm seeing you pulling people forward, okay? And if they want to come forward with you, great. If not, let them go, you know? I just feel like good things are coming for you. So, you know, embrace them. Okay?
Thank you. Thanks.
All right.
Thank you, Mary Lou, for calling in.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
We're welcoming all of you guys that have been calling in and still helping with Psychics Gone Wild. We got a few more minutes left of the show, and we'll be right back here. I'm going to take just a second here. Would you go ahead and let them know one more time, Pamela, how to get a hold of you in contact? I got a lot of them on Skype that act like they're just amazed that we're hearing. They said that they've got electricity from the phones they're hearing, so I don't know what they're hearing, but. It seems clear on my end, and I've tried to get all this down, so I apologize to anybody that's having interference. It's just the blog talk. But Pamela, would you let them know?
Sure. It's www.pamelacummins.com, and that's spelled PamelaCummins.com. On Twitter, my handle is at RevPamela. I also have a Facebook page, Pamela Cummins. Phone number 973-229-9704. And you know why I'm thinking of it? If you go on any of those, you can find my information. I am having a blog series coming up on dreams, and I'm giving specials with each blog on dream interpretation. There's going to be a different special, you know, every time a blog comes out.
Oh, very excellent. We've got to have that. We'll promote that at night, you guys. There's a lot of ones who asked for that, and you guys heard that. Pamela's doing that special. Make sure you guys do. You know, it's like tip your waitress. We always tease you. It's like our little restaurant here. We're getting to the last of the show. We welcome all of you, but if you come in at the last minute, we'll give you quickly what we've got and then go on. We know that these guys are going on to another show at 714-333-3354. Try to say that fast with a sunflower seeds. And we got Jethro here going, oh, and you guys who are doing this, we just love with it. You know, thank you for your followers on the right-hand corner with it. Pamela's doing that great special. You guys heard that. I think that, you know, as we were talking about on the last couple nights of the shows, is we have so many different areas and different people. Make sure that www.psychicsgonewild.com. You can get any of us there. All of your information, everybody's is on there. We're even adding a special features. We have our poetry. It's been put on there by Jan Drake Bakke. We've also got some artist work that will be on there. Those of you who will ask, I thank you. The Linda Jolly Richards is my sister. It made me feel very good that you guys asked with her. She will be putting some of her work up there and some of her artwork. She sells it for different reasons, and we'll be promoting that on there. And make sure you guys get a hold of Kelly for that Ganderma coffee, 719-289-4907. It's very much ancient Chinese herb, healthy for you and good for your not only your system, but we have some really good experiences. Those of you know, I quit smoking on it, and I swear by it. It's something that you want to get a hold of Kelly. We have some deals this month. They're giving Ryan is giving out a coffee and reading, so you can get that from him. Get a hold of 719-289-4907 to say you want both, or get a hold of Kelly and just try out the coffee or the tea. We've had we are doing now the hot chocolate. It's really good. We were talking to you, Pamela, and you were saying that you had also went into an idea that she had very much with your friend Wendy Joy to come on and do a show. Am I correct? You do a lot of classes and work where you are, don't you, Pamela?
I do here and there. Not as many as I would like to, you know, but here and there. The area I live in is not a very big area. They call it the city, okay? They call it a city, but really it is a small town. So, and there's a lot of Bible Belt people here, so I don't do as many classes as I would like to.
Very much. I think that's very good. And, you know, I've had a lot of you guys asking us, you know, get a hold of Pamela, which was saying there. The one thing Richard was bringing up today and joking is that you can do it through Skype or you can do it through some form of working with anyone. And we were excited. We could feel Pamela's guides earlier. I couldn't find her on the phone, but we felt the energy. It was like they were just going, hello. And it's like, Pamela's out there somewhere happy. There's music going on. And we're like, now we know why they call it the musical psychic. Because the energy just, and it was a very positive feeling. And it just, you know, Pamela, I feel very valued to known you and know you and to be part of your spiritual family on Psychics Gone Wild. And blessings to you. I'm going to let you go, and you and Kelly have fun, and All of you listening to the archives, we'll be sending that out today for this show and the show of the connection. So listen to the Psychic Learning Connection and have a great day, Pamela.
All right, and thank you. And thank you for allowing me to be part of the family. And you enjoy your day, too.
Okay, blessings.
Blessings.